What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle House Podcast. And before we get started, first, we want y'all to take a peek at our interview with Lash Legend.
The star herself, Lash Legend, coming through, one of the fastest risers in WWE, in case y'all didn't know. My first question is just, Lash, like, I know, and you know I'm a big Trick Willie guy too, but for the women's division, I think you were the fastest riser over the past year, and I compared a lot to what Tiffany did, you know, when she kind of rose up like that. But you were the biggest riser in this last year. I mean, it's got to feel good. Talk about the growth that you've had in this past year.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely just been a blessing. I think every opportunity that I've gotten, I've just made sure to, you know, take heed to it and run with it, run with whatever is thrown my way, because I feel like the thing is, it doesn't really feel like it's thrown my way because I prepared. You know, I've been at NXT. I was at NXT for 5.5 years. So I've been craving these opportunities, craving these moments. And now that it's happening, I'm just super grateful. And you know, shout out to Hunter for believing in me and not feeling like, oh no, maybe not. Like, he's like, no, let's do it. Like, this is who you are and this is what you're ready for. You know, you have this talent, and I'm just grateful that he sees that. And it's been fun. It's been a good fun raw ride. I've officially been on the main roster. I got officially on in what, November, and now it's May. So yeah, a lot has happened. A lot has happened since then. I'm going after my tag team gold again, trying to be two-time, and it's going to happen right there at Saturday Night Main Event in the Fort Wayne, Indiana.
So you've been building a lot of momentum since November. What's been the biggest challenge since then?
What has been my biggest challenge? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think I've had.
Paige and Bree.
You're saying in ring. I thought you just meant the transition in general.
Yeah, just transition in the ring or out the ring.
I mean, obviously the changing your schedule. Like, I think that NXT, you know, they started to get on the road. So we got opportunities of doing live events and stuff like that. But now it's weekly. So it's just adjusting to life on the road, living out the suitcase. And, you know, it is what it is. But it's been so much fun. It's been a blessing. So I would say just like the schedule change and just, you know, everything is, it's chaotic. It's like a scheduled, you know, chaotic, I guess, environment. So just adjusting to that has been fun. But I feel like in the ring, you know, I've gotten to work with so many amazing people, Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. And it's just like really cool that, you know, when I step in the ring, I'm always looking across the ring to somebody who's just like a legend, you know, and it's just like, dang, this is really cool. But this is what I've always wanted. And specifically for me, I think Rhea has brought a lot out of me, and we haven't had a singles match yet. But that is one of my dream matches, is actually Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, and myself in a triple threat. So being able to, you know, actually pin her to get the tag team titles is like, whoa, it's just been a dream, but also something that I know that I could accomplish and achieve. So it's just really cool seeing all the things that I've wanted to do that is finally happening.
Yeah, so of, you know, through all these opponents, and you mentioned Rhea as one of them that you haven't got the face yet. So I know Nick's camera's not on, but if you can pass that word along, Nick, I know you can hear. pass that word along. We can take that match too any day. But of, you know, of your matches so far in your career, which, you know, there's so many, Of those moments and matches, what are some of the most memorable so far? I you know, the Royal Rumble appearance is one that kind of resonates with me. But for you, you know, as you're chaotic going through the schedule, what are some moments and matches that stand out so far in your career?
Obviously, the Royal Rumble, obviously WrestleMania. I mean, those are like dream moments and like essentially what we train for all year. Like, everybody wants a WrestleMania match. And the fact that I got it was 6 months in on the main roster is just incredible. And, you know, being able to honor the Demolition Brothers, that was so, so cool. And the gear, man, that came out so sick. I didn't know what to envision completely, but shout out to our gear makers. They did that. And it was really cool that we got to have that moment with the Demolition Brothers prior to the match, get some pictures. So just that whole moment, that whole, the whole week, everything was just, it's just a dream, honestly. So obviously WrestleMania, like you mentioned, Royal Rumble had an amazing, you know, showing, you know, got to eliminate Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. And I had the most that this year, which was 5. So that was really, really cool. But outside of those matches, I honestly feel like for me, where I've been tested the most was actually against Nia. And it's so funny because now we're together and we're a dynamic duo and the most grandest tag, you know, team there is. And at NXT, towards like my end run at NXT, you know, she asked to come down and work against me. And I was all for it. And I was grateful for it because, you know, obviously I hadn't worked anybody of that caliber and that dominant in the ring. Like, I'm being the bully to everyone. So to get a taste of being bullied back, I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I know that this is what this feels like, you know, getting picked up and stuff. Don't nobody pick me up, you know? So it's just like, wait.
Right, only person to pick you. Yeah, like that was what was crazy to me. Hey,
no, look. Seriously. So I was like, oh, okay. And then her finisher obviously knocks the wind out you. So she definitely pushed me to my limits and we were beating each other up. And I just think it was really cool. Like, even after that, you know, she still wanted to work together and essentially asked for me to come on up with her. And so she's tested me the most. And I think that she's also helped me grow the most and make this transition from NXT to the main roster just seamless. Like, I don't got to worry about nothing because I got Nia on my side, just there for me, vouching for me. Like, it's been amazing. And that's why when you ask, like, what has been my challenges, I'm like, man, I've been so blessed to have who I call my fairy god sister just helping me in every avenue. And it's just made it so seamless.
So Saturday night main event, Fort Wayne, Indiana. For people who are just seeing Lash Legend for the first time, like, what should they be expecting? Or just the tag team in general?
Well, if you didn't know, you know, Nia Jackson, myself, Lash Legend, the one and only Bougie Bully, we are called the Irresistible Forces. And that name is very much on brand for a reason, because we are literally the biggest girls in the entire WWE, across all brands. And we're the most dominant. And it's never been a tag team on the women's division, on the women's side, to be, you know, as dominant and as big as there is. Usually, you know, most dynamics is like maybe a powerhouse and then maybe somebody who's like smaller. So it's just really cool that her and I are both the big girls on the block, the big hosses, the big stallions. So we just, yeah, the big bullies. I love it. And so we just bully everybody, but we're going back after our tag team titles and we're going to leave Saturday night main event as a 2-time tag team champions.
I hope to see it. I've been, technically, I don't feel like y'all lost at WrestleMania because y'all not the ones that
happened. Right. We didn't. Yeah. We didn't.
Yeah, I get titles back in our city.
That's right. That's right. That's what we want to see. We want to see Lash and I get them titles back. Lash, I know we only had a certain time limit with you. I wanted to talk WNBA. I wanted to talk NXT, but we'll try to
stay. Let's try to talk.
Okay, let's do it real quick. So I want to start first question because I had two more. NXT. Mm-hmm. You're an NXT lifer, one of the greatest to grace the ring in NXT in the women's division. Who right now do you think is next up? For people, maybe it's kind of overlooked, that's, you know, to make their way to the main roster.
Well, you know what's crazy? The person who, I mean, we both was grinding together. I used to think it was Tatum, but now Tatum is starting to get her flowers. Like, obviously, she's a champion, North American champion. So it's just really cool to see her getting these opportunities and showing up, because she was always somebody that I'm like, dang, like, Tatum deserves her flowers. This girl is good. but I think everybody's seeing it now. So I don't know if that's the best one to choose. I'm trying to think who else. Izzy's killing it right now. I feel like it's a new evolution of NXT. And I feel like the people that did, you know, deserve more recognition, they're starting to get those opportunities. So it's really cool to see. Callie, y'all, I mean, everybody should know Armstrong. About Callie, who know about NXT. That girl is something serious. And I believe that she can be a Hall of Famer one day. Like, she is just that good. She's so coachable. She loves, you know, she has a passion for it, and she looks great, you know. So shout out to her. She's somebody that I'm like, yeah, go get that title. She came in with the Evolve Championship, so that was really cool. But I think it's time for her to make her mark at NXT.
I love it. Yeah, and the other question I had, so I'm a you know, sports radio host, so I cover it all. And mm-hmm. I've been a day one WNBA lifer as well. I used to have a Cynthia Cooper jersey.
Yes, Cynthia.
Let's go. I had a Lisa Leslie jersey back in the day. So yeah. It's got to feel good, too. You know, you was a hooper, too. I'm sure you can still ball. Yeah. But it's got to feel so good. Funny. It's got to feel good seeing WNBA growing
it
up.
It's just amazing because, man, like, that pay, I just feel like it was so many amazing women who didn't even get opportunities because it was so scarce. And now the league is growing. And now I think it's, what, 15, 16 active teams now, whereas before it was only 12. And, you know, now they're getting paid, rightfully so, because them girls be balling. And so I'm just so happy to see them. Oh, now my light went out. I'm just so happy to see them and see them show up and show out. So it's been really cool.
Have you thought about pulling off the Deion Sanders transition from WWE to WNBA?
I always keep a basketball in my trunk. So stay ready.
Let's go.
Know that. Just know that.
Always ready to go. Hooper's always ready to go. They got the ball in the trunk. With the pump, just in case the ball go flat, you know.
Okay. No, so. But I've dedicated it so much to WWE, so I just feel like I'm just in a point where I'm just trying to, you know, make records here in WWE.
That's right. That's what we focused on this Saturday. It's all good. This Saturday, hopefully the lights will be bright.
Yes. Okay?
And you're gonna get them titles back with Nia. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, lad. Thank you for coming. Hey everybody, this is the Wrestle Halls Podcast. I'm Drew.
DC Hendrix.
And we'll get back with y'all. Thank you for coming, man. Yo, can you hear me, guys?
I got you.
Oh, man, what a dope episode, man. First off, welcome to the Wrestle Halls Podcast. I didn't know we were about to start the whole episode, but welcome to the Wrestle Halls Podcast. I'm Drew.
I was replaced by Lash Legend.
Man, you couldn't wait to say that.
I couldn't. When I heard her say, look, first of all, the only reason I wasn't on, we won't get into that. That's for a different time, a different story. But just know I got replaced by Lash Legend. DC, I'm okay with that one.
DC, he been holding that in for 24 hours. He
been waiting, bro. Waiting. I love how she did it. I wasn't expecting her to do it, bro.
Look, there's only one other person that could interrupt our intros and outros like that. And that person is none other than the indie goddess herself, Shotzi Blackheart.
Right. She did too. So we got number two. We going to make that a thing from now on. Hey. Might as well.
So I'm tired of getting replaced. First Carlos, now Lash Legend.
Sorry, Manny. And hey, if you're just tuning in, which a lot of people are starting to come in and trickle in, if you missed it, we replayed our interview with Lash Legend, who will be at Saturday Night Main Event. She had a United States title match against Tiffany Stratton earlier that she would have won if it wasn't for Chelsea Green.
Whoa.
I missed that.
Whoa. Pump the brakes.
I mean,
it wasn't because of Chelsea Green. Look, Lash is now a longtime friend of the WrestleHolics podcast, but she shouldn't have got herself distracted.
No, you saying she the problem?
Yeah, she should have kept her mind on the match and not Chelsea Green.
What's Chelsea doing out there, though? Why is she out there, Manny? Tell us quickly. Was she in the match?
She is our president of the United States of Chelsea Green.
That's crazy. I'm not.
Unlike the president, the United States of. Yeah. Not going to say it.
Anyway, if y'all missed the interview, our interview's up at WrestleHolics podcast on YouTube. Just search WrestleHolics. You'll be able to find our full interview with Last Legend in case you missed it, if you only got to see parts of it. And while you're there, go ahead and subscribe to our WrestleHolics YouTube channel as well. Body Slam, wherever you're watching, but definitely subscribe to our WrestleHolics podcast YouTube as well, as we're trying to grow that and, you know, grow those subscribers as well.
Yes, sir. Yes. Man, other than that, like, also, we didn't really get to tell, well, we got time to tell the story real quick of how that even happened or just. So DC decided to hit us up, like, what is it? It had to be 12:03. I remember.
No, it was 11:57 because I had just started taking lunch.
Okay. So we get there. I mean, DC hits up like, hey, y'all busy? Bro, Manny's at work. I'm shirtless, man. Hold on, man. What's up, man? Yeah, we busy. Like, what the hell? He's like, hey, this is an emergency. I'm like, oh, man, what DC done did now?
Right.
Hey, hold up.
Hey, we got to – hey, DC always drops the bones – right there. It's no like warm up or nothing. He's just bam right there. He's like, hey, y'all could do an interview with Last Legend. What?
What?
what you mean?
DC, I'm in my work shirt. What are you talking about? I started taking off my work shirt. I tried to find a remote location where I could record. And you know, to my luck, I couldn't even get signal.
Oh, man. We wish you were there, Manny.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man. It was a dope moment, man. Last Legend, he cool as hell, man. I say that. Everything happened so fast. So it was about a 10-minute interview. It was dope. It's dope content for everyone to listen to, man.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And like I said, it just came out of nowhere, like y'all know. Hey,
I got tickets to the Pacers game, bro. When you want to go?
Oh my God, here you go.
Anyway.
Anyway, like even I did joke around with people about this yesterday too. I was like, man, listen, I stumbled through the intro worse than the usual. I said, oh shit, yes. This woman is beautiful.
You said that's really Last Legend.
Yeah, that's really like, man, hold on, man. This is crazy.
She was ready to go too.
The inside, Drew was just like, "Hey, man, get your shit together, man. We got an interview, bro.
This ain't your first rodeo, Drew."
Oh gosh, it really is not. But man, we don't get those moments a lot. So it was really dope. And then she's here Saturday, so definitely can't wait to see her, man.
Yeah, special thanks out WWE for hooking that up and setting us up with that. Really appreciate y'all, and appreciate y'all for bringing some wrestling. WWE wrestling right to our hometown, right here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, coming up tomorrow night.
We are finally here.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. If y'all see me doing the penta walk, just let me go. Let me fucking go.
That means Manny done had a couple drinks if you see him doing the penta
walk. I'm going to fucking go. I'm about to leave. You know, I'm not doing this shit.
What up, Snacks and Suplexes? Hey, guys, will we see you at Saturday night's main event?
Yes, sir.
We in there.
Hey, we're rocking exclusive merch too.
Yeah, we're gonna have the merch on hand.
Yeah.
Well, we won't be selling merch. Whoa.
Hey, no. I paused. We said that. I said, wait, hold on.
Relax.
In hand, like, ready to be sold. Hey, what up, Randy?
I'll sell my hat. What up, Randy?
What up, Randy?
Hey, I'll sell my hat if they want it, but
no, I ain't selling my hat.
What's
that
shit?
Yeah,
that's a prototype. That's a one of three.
Oh, SmackDown was actually good tonight, by the way, from what we've seen. I know we're hopping on in the middle of it, but
I didn't get to catch it because I don't have USA Network.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah, Tiffany did the open challenge. That's what I was talking about. She did an open challenge for the title, and Lash answered it. And so, hey,
go get your gold, girl.
Let's go. She didn't get it, but it's all good.
And I heard Rhea was out there bullying Charlotte.
Yep.
Yeah, I seen that.
Alexa chose to team with Rhea tonight against Fatal Influence instead of Charlotte. Interesting.
Look, hey, shout out to those girls though. That's Lainey Reed, Fallon Henley, and
especially Lainey Reed.
Mentioned JC Jane, you know, not the same JC Jane of Toxic Attraction, but the JC Jane of Fatal Influence.
Okay.
Yeah, they running SmackDown right now. I'm loving it. I ain't gonna lie. I'm loving what they're doing this quickly on the main roster. I love when the NXT superstars go up and we're kind of like, oh man, I hope this goes well. Hope they book them right. And they're doing great things with them early.
And they hit stride. It's like they never broke stride from NXT into the main roster. They picked up right where they left off, you know. Faction ganging up on people, beating up everyone. Hey, just keep it going. Keep it going. Do not stop that. That train is rolling, and it does not need to be stopped.
Yeah, I think we're going to see them Saturday.
I hope so.
I hope so. You know,
this will be a good moment to come in during this six-woman tag match.
So let's get into it, y'all. Saturday night main event.
All right.
Let's start with Becky and Sol Ruka that they've gone back and forth on. Like at this point, I don't even know if it's for the title. I don't know. They keep switching graphics. First it wasn't for the title. Then it was for the title. Then they went back to not for the title. I don't even know anymore. I don't know what's happening.
Right now, I am reading it's for the title.
The old Google machine shows it's just a singles match.
See what I'm saying?
I'm looking on WWE.com and it says Intercontinental Championship.
Man, never mind.
See? Well, all right. Let's say it's for the title. Let's start with that one.
For the title and they put it on Sol Ruka this fast, fatal end
for her. Pause. Hold on. Sol Ruka will enter Saturday's night main event, biggest match of her career. She faces women's Intercontinental Champion Becky Lynch in a non-title bout.
Ah.
There it is. See, I was going to say, if they put the title on Sol Ruka this fast, Fatal Influence needs the tag team titles.
Whoa.
I'm saying it right now. I mean, pick any of the three, any combination of the three. I would rather see it on Fallon and Lainey Reid because JC Jane has already proved that she can carry a singles title while still in a faction. But if they do that, if they were going to do that with Sol Ruka, I need those two with tag gold. No offense to Lash and Nia.
With that, Drew? I don't know. We last legend bias tonight. How you feeling about
that? Yeah, I'm 100%. Yeah, I'm all
Lash. I just said right away. I just said they needed the titles.
I still think we need the dominant force around WWE right now. I think they need a wreck house. I feel like them losing at WrestleMania put a halt to what they really wanted to do with them.
They didn't lose. They just had to give up their titles. They didn't get pinned.
Yeah. True.
So they weren't part of the pinning combination. So they didn't lose their titles. They just had to give them to someone else.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Talamantes, whatever.
All right, yo. So this has been the Wrestle House podcast, man.
Let's just end it there. Who y'all got? Like, I mean, so it's a non-title match. Sol Ruka, Becky Lynch. Who y'all got?
It's gonna be the same thing. Becky loses and loses and loses, and then all of a sudden, when Becky needs to win, Becky's winning. So Sol Ruka is winning.
Yeah, I think they just want to entertain us, and they're gonna give us the Sol Ruka win.
Yep.
Or Becky disqualification.
Yeah.
Either or. I know you guys probably are like hyped for this match. I'm not too much. I mean, well,
getting hyped for this match.
I just don't know what I'm gonna get from a Becky Lynch match when it's not for the title.
Yeah. Becky matches have become wash, rinse, repeat when they're not for title matches. So, I mean, I like to see something new out of Becky, but the match is what it is. We're going to see a bunch of high flying from Sol Ruka. We're going to see a bunch of whining, especially if Jessica Carr is the referee, which 9 times out of 10 it is. So Becky's going to be complaining that the referee's trying to screw her. And then we might see a soul snatcher and Becky lose, or we might see Becky pull a Jacob Braun and win dirty.
So I think this being live tomorrow, us being just there in person, I think one of the big things I'll be looking for is like, hey, can y'all complete this match without butchering anything? That's what I'm kind of looking at. Listen, Sol Ruka does not have the easiest finisher out of everybody.
I know, it's so hard. I said that from the beginning. Like, that's what scares me about these kind of finishers, like the longevity of it. Like, can you pull this move off on anyone and everyone at any given time?
Yeah.
How long can this last you in your career, actually? That's how I kind of look at it.
Think of how many times and how hard it would be to, like, you know, that's why it moves like the RKO, and the stunner and stuff like that is so iconic because, like, it's really hard to mess those up.
Right. I was going to get to that. So Randy Orton made a comment. He said, what is a finisher that I can do that I know I can do for a very long time? Yeah. And that's when he reached out to Diamond Dallas Page and was like, hey, can I do a rendition of your move? And that's where we got the RKO. Because Randy wanted to do something that's low impact on both his body and his opponent's body. That way he can do it for the longevity of his career. Whereas the Soul Snatcher, the Swanton Bomb. I mean, how many times did Jeff Hardy have to have back surgery?
Even think about Rey Mysterio when he used to do the 619 when he first started. You see, he had to change that up. Like, you can't flip everyone like that.
Oh, yeah.
We got the poll up right now. You can vote who wins.
Yep.
Soruka, Becky Lynch.
Okay. So,
one or two in the chat for your vote on who you think will win this match.
So, do we all have Soruka?
In a non-title match, yeah. I got to go with Soruka. I think she earns the right to get a title match. So, I'm going Soruka to start.
Okay.
All right. Next up.
So let's go with the tag titles. The
which one?
The Street Profits, baby. Let's go with the Street Profits.
Wait.
At Kroger, we're excited.
That's what I was not waiting for. Point my bad. Continue, DC. I'll get to what my
live,
point was
about. Live, baby. It was live. Yeah, the Street Profits versus for the tag titles, by the way.
Yep.
For the tag titles. Just throwing that out there. Against the Vision.
So does Maxine come out with him?
Well, I knew this was what he was going to do.
Okay. All right, so let me get to this, fellas. I'm sorry to interrupt y'all. But the Street Profits need their titles back. I'm sick of this bullshit. and then this is going to elevate Montez to the heavyweight title contention afterwards.
So they're not going to win, Drew.
Titles?
Hey, man, listen. I'm going to be the first one cussing inside the Coliseum tomorrow if they don't win.
You know they're not going to win, right?
No, I'm not going to win.
Why would Montez win a match, Drew?
Yeah.
Bro, I guess we're not talking at tomorrow's show tomorrow. I mean,
I only got to sit next to you, too.
No, I'll leave.
Oop, that's oop. Fine. Bye.
All right, shit, bye. I'm not going to piss me off tomorrow.
Like, listen, right, hey, we'll you're going to see me doing this tomorrow.
All right. I will.
All right, I'll get kicked out. Yeah. Last of y'all. That was the WrestleHolics podcast. We out.
I'm getting kicked out. I'm getting kicked out tomorrow. I'm throwing something at one of these two at Division tomorrow if they win.
Division winning. I'm sorry, Drew. This is if I'm sure about anything, that's this.
Bullshit. I think the Vision wins because Seth is going to come out. I think Seth's going to be there. Bron Breakker is going to be there. And it's going to create even more of a rift between Tez and Dawkins. And with some divine intervention at SummerSlam, we're going to get a 6-man tag match against, it's going to be the Vision versus Seth Rollins and the Street Profits. And that's when Montez goes off on his own.
I can see that. Yeah, that's along the lines of what I'm thinking too. I just think, in addition to that, it's just the Vision is cooking right now. They're pretty much running Monday Night Raw right now. Main event segments, they're pretty much the face of it right now.
Yep.
In addition to Roman, it's pretty much Roman and the Vision. That's what Monday Night Raw is right now. So to take the titles off them right now would be kind of risky, in my opinion. Especially like you're still building the Vision, so you're pretty much just killing them. I think. If you have them lose the titles, because then you're going to have Bron Breakker upset that they lost the titles. And it's too early. Like, the Vision can't end before the Judgment Day. I'm sorry.
Like, the Vision can't end before the Judgment Day. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That is the most weird comment that I've ever heard, but it's so accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, the Vision can't end before the Judgment Day. I'm sorry. If anybody's breaking up, honestly, the only people that could break up before the Judgment Day is the Street Profits, in my book.
Yep. Yeah.
The Judgment Day is like a bunch of cockroaches. They just don't go away.
I thought they were supposed to be called Street Trash.
Oh, yeah, they were supposed to be called that.
What happened to that idea? They had shirts. Like, they had merch and everything for that. So,
I mean, it's super degrading.
Yeah.
This ain't the Attitude Era no more. That would have worked in the Attitude Era.
Oh, 100%.
So I got the Vision winning. Who y'all got?
I got the Vision.
Let's go, Street Profit.
Always on your own when it comes to them, Drew.
Yep,
go Crickets. And of course, if y'all watching, y'all can give your predictions in the comments as well.
Hey, Tez, if you're listening right now, hey, after y'all win, hey, let's go to the bar. Meet me at Towers.
There we go. Okay. All right. I hear that. So, all right. Next, we got.
Drinks on you, though.
Yeah, definitely. So, next, we got the women's tag team match. It's a 6-woman tag that we got here.
Boy.
At stage. Boy. Charlotte Flair, Rhea Ripley against Jade Cargill, B-Fab, and Mee Chin.
Where do I start? One of these six, okay, not except me.
We got to offer Street Profits. You got some help, Drew. You got some reinforcements. Adam got Street Profits.
He is the most. Never mind. I'll shut up.
No.
Hey, baby.
B-Fab and Meacham, besides them, one of these four women could have been in a one-on-one match.
100%.
Why? I like this match.
I got to see how it go, because, I mean.
You know how it's going to go.
Y'all know I'm just not the 6-man tag person. Like, I'm just like, come on, y'all. Why we got to see this shit all the time?
Drew loves those multi-person tag matches. Those are his favorite. Don't let him lie.
Like, dude, I'm so picky with this. I'm not going to lie. And then the fact that this damn near is a heavy tag event.
You mean
tag nationals.
You mean all but one? Yeah, maybe two?
Three and two.
Two. We got two. Yeah. We got Intercontinental match that's one-on-one, and then Soruka and Becky.
Yep. So three and two.
Okay. I mean, for this match,
right, I'm excited for this match. I mean, it's a lot of star power. I just feel like it's very predictable what's going to happen, in my opinion anyway. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Mm-hmm. I just think it's very predictable. I think – obviously, Charlotte and Rhea are going to go bump heads. They've been bumping heads for a while. You know, egos are going to, you know, boil over. Jade's going to catch them slipping, and Jade and B-Fab and Meechan pick up the victory, a much-needed victory as well, as we go into Clash in Italy with Jade and Rhea.
I agree with you, DC. Much-needed win for this fraction. I don't know. It's just something about this match. I will say if they get dubbed, it does make their fraction a little bit stronger. It kind of keeps them at the top, if that makes sense. It keeps them with Lash and Nia, and then also, shit, damn, who are the other girls? I'm losing my mind right now.
It'll put them in line with right behind Fatal Influence, I think.
If
Jade Cargill and the baddies, I mean, sorry, Jade Cargill, Mee Chin, and B-Fab win, wrong show, wrong group of people. I totally apologize. I get it though. But if Jade, Mee Chin, and B-Fab win, it'll definitely put them in line with second most popular women's faction in WWE right now. But I'm just gonna shoot straight.
What's up?
Alexa Bliss is gonna be in Fort Wayne, so I'm picking them to win.
Okay, going baby faces. That doesn't shock me, Manny. Okay. You'll probably switch over to the heels before we end the show, as you usually do.
No, it's Alexa Bliss, bro. I don't switch up on that.
All right, I'm going with Jade Cargill, B-Fab, and Mee Chin. So let's keep up with the tags. You already know we had Last Legend to start the pod today. So you already know what match we're going to next. Is it time for those women tag titles to change hands? That's the question of the night, especially with Lash, who pretty much guaranteed victory. I don't know if y'all heard that, but Lash pretty much guaranteed victory.
That's the question of the night.
We almost said the Bellas. We got Brie Bella and Paige against the Irresistible Forces and Last Legend and Nia Jax.
That's the question of the night.
Question of the night.
Man, that's some bullshit. Hey, I've been wanting these two to lose the title since they got them. I'm not gonna
bingo. Lie. Thank you.
Listen, we've been asking for this. Like I said yesterday on the pod. What?
Are you hating?
Oh, I know. Don't even. DC, don't start right now.
This ain't Raw 2013, man. I ain't trying to see this shit.
Look, you mother lover, you are the biggest trash talker about bringing in legends and people who don't belong in WWE anymore. And now you're like, oh, why should they lose? That's why they should lose, because they shouldn't have won in the first place.
That was a
hero. All right, I disagree that they shouldn't have won in the first place.
That was a welcome back win.
If you're going to bring Paige back, then I like it. Okay, but I'm in agreement that it's time for them to lose. They had the moment. Okay, the moment's happened. It was supposed to be the Bellas. Paige wasn't even supposed to be in it. So it was supposed to be the Bellas. If it was the Bellas, I'd feel a little bit better. But obviously, this tag team was forced together. So, like, you know, as like a second option, I obviously think the moment has passed. They had their moment, you know, winning the titles. So I think the Irresistible Forces I think they get the titles back. And like Lash said, they become the 2-time women's tag team champions.
Nobody can
bring in Paige?
No.
No love?
No.
No.
That's crazy.
Hear the promo that got cut on Paige? And you expect me to pick her after that?
That's one of my... So, like, I understand. Like I've said before, I understand the nostalgia factor. I understand all that. People want to see, you know, these people that we grew up seeing. I get it. It's the nostalgia. We like to... These people from back then can't hang, bro, especially with the women. Those women cannot hang, man. These women today, they're better in the ring. They're better on the mic. It just... You can't do it. I'm sorry. You can't do it.
To say what you piggyback what you said off the mic, yes, these girls are savages now. Like, they are dogs, just like the dudes sometimes. And they see these old veterans that really wasn't good back in the day on the microphone. Oh yeah, they about to destroy them. You don't think Lash ain't did that already? Nia's like, hey, I've been here, I've been working. I'm cool with these people.
They got no chill at all.
Especially in the ring, like,
yeah, I'm ready for that match, though. I'm ready, man. Lash got me hyped. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Lash got me so hyped for this match. I really hope we got a title change. What up, Whitney? That was one of our winners for the that was our winner last year, pro wrestling night last year at the South Bend Cubs. We're gonna be back there again this year, so pull up again over in South Bend. So we all got the Irresistible Forces.
Yeah,
it's that simple, clean sweep.
Please. Thank God. Holy.
All right, so let's move to the main event of the evening. That, I mean, I'm excited. You know, before we even get to that, how do y'all feel about the card? Everybody's been complaining about the card. So when they first announced Saturday night's main event on the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum page, it mentions in the description at the bottom, it says, We'll feature superstars like Cody Rhodes and CM Punk. So people are literally in the comments saying that they were robbed with false advertisement and stuff like that. And I've been telling these people, like, they're supposed to say that, bro. They say that for every show. Just like every show, you got to wait until the show is booked to know who's going to be there. This rest of changes.
Yeah, we really didn't get matches announced until, what, last week? A week and a half ago?
Yeah.
And they
how do y'all feel about the card? Are y'all upset at all about the card, or like a little bit at all? Or what's y'all feeling about the card before we get into the main event?
Okay. I'm happy because of what the main event is, I'm okay with the rest of the card. That's how I feel. And yes, it's biased because I like both competitors in the main event. I'm a big, big, big Ethan Page fan. I have been since, you know, way back when. And I mean, Lucha Underground. One of the originals from Lucha Underground. So, I mean, all of the other stuff.
So, I got mixed feelings on it.
Oh.
Go with what Manny said as well. Penta, Ethan Page, definitely want to see that match in person.
Yep.
We all know fan of the Street Profits, so I'm happy to see them just as a fan. Like, all jokes aside, just happy to see them. I told my thoughts on the triple threat match. six women tag. I think these are all good competitors. I just wish it was kind of separate. I just wish it wasn't a tag match. That's it. But also, we don't get to see Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, or Alexa Bliss, or Jade Cargill in person. So I'm happy about that as well.
Bingo.
Last and now, yeah. Brian Bell, Brian Page. So Becky Lynch is on Ruka. Looking at the card, I do want to see them, but I just wish it was a stronger card. Like, we didn't get neither of the heavyweight champions. Like,
I didn't expect Roman, but I was kind of hoping for Cody, especially with the downstate connection. Yeah. Downstate being Fort Wayne, Indiana natives. I was kind of at least hoping for Cody Rhodes.
Cody or at least Miz.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know y'all can't stand Miz, but still.
I love Miz. What?
Oh, hey.
I like Miz's theme more than Cody's anyway.
You did say that about a week ago, but whatever, man. I mean,
shout out
Downs. Adrenaline in my soul, man.
Yeah.
But, so let's get. I think the car's good. I've always been a mid-card guy anyway. I've always loved the mid-card scene. In my opinion, it's for the most part growing up, I thought the mid-card scene was always built better than the heavyweight scene. At least under Vince McMahon it was. Things have changed, obviously, since Triple H has taken over and TKO. They obviously put way more focus on the heavyweight champions than the mid-card. But with my mid-card love growing up, I'm all for this card. And that's why I'm happy with this main event we got. Boom. We got Penta versus Ethan Page. Main eventing at Saturday night's main event for the Intercontinental Championship. Who y'all got in the comments and my fellas at the WrestleHawks podcast, man? Who y'all got? This is the one I'm excited for the most.
Real quick, before I tell you who I got and why it's Penta, what I am happy about this card is that it is loaded with female wrestlers.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that to be a misogynist. I'm saying that because in the recent history of all wrestling matches, the women's matches have been damn near 5-star matches every time. And I say damn near because Sol Ruka likes to botch a little bit. But anyways, I digress. Why it's Penta and why this match is going to be electric is because these two, even in the aforementioned company they used to wrestle for, they put on banger matches. They know how to sell. They know how to work. And the chemistry those two bring together in the ring is amazing. So I don't care who wins, but I'm picking Penta. But I know this match is going to just like blow the roof off the house.
Go ahead, Drew.
I'm going with Penta on this one. But let me stick with one. I'm going with Penta. I'm sticking with Penta. I would love to see Ethan Page, but also I'm always about keeping prestige with the title. So let's get him a longer reign and see what happens before the start of summer, honestly.
Yeah. Whitney, no mercy, my boy Penta, you already know. So pretty much a clean sweep with Penta. So I'm changing my pick. Because I appeared on Wells Mania podcast. Shout out to my boy Wells Mania. Man, they talked me into it, man. It's sounding real good. It's sounding real good. I ain't gonna lie. So obviously, if y'all been paying attention, Ethan Page, since he's got up to the main roster, has been doing a lot more media, a lot more appearances, and just being featured a lot more. I think this could be where they strap the rocket to him. There's people, and they convinced me on that podcast, man. They said that they see him as, you know, like almost a head of the company type thing. You know, one of the top heels in the company as he comes up, which, Manny, we've talked about that for a while, that we thought that's where he's at. So why not pull that trigger now? Why not go ahead and just start it now with the big victory main event, Saturday night's main event, and strap the rocket to Ethan Page and let him carry the division? I love that idea. They talked me into it, so I'm changing my pick. I'm going with Ethan Page to beat Penta for the Intercontinental title.
Hey, and okay, no Diddy, but he's actually really easy on the eyes too. So making him the face of the company, it's only going to attract different eyes as well. And with TKO running both companies, running the company the way they are, I can definitely see them making Ethan Page the face of the company in the future.
Yeah, and it's tough to say because, like, I feel like Penta's just kind of gaining his, you know, he hasn't really got to do much with the belt.
Yeah.
You know? So I usually am not a fan of, like, changing the title so quickly and not letting it build. But this is one of those few times where I'm like, I kind of like it. I kind of like the idea of Ethan Page, you know, coming up to the main roster and wreaking havoc. Kind of, I mean, Trick came up too. Like, look what Trick did that quickly. Came up and won the title. Why not do the same with Ethan Page, who very quickly did the same, you know, when he came over from the other company, which we can say AEW. Like, I don't know why you won't say AEW. We're not.
I'll keep that in mind.
Just because we did one WWE interview doesn't mean we're contractually obligated to not say AEW.
Contractually obligated. Well, I did that mainly because I was picking fun at Jade Cargill and her entourage.
Yeah.
It's very cookie cutter from her and the baddies from AEW. So, I mean, it's kind of a joke. But these two in AEW, if you watch their matches, they were great. If you watch Penta's matches with Io Sky, with Kairi Sane, with Rey Mysterio, with I'm going to call him Prince Puma because I don't like who he is now. With Prince Puma, with Santos Escobar, or he went by King Cuerno at Lucha Underground. He never missed with a match. So I think this match, being the main event, is very fitting for Fort Wayne.
One match that is not talked about enough was in AEW when it was, wasn't it the Death Triangle versus the Elite?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bro.
Pac and the Lucha Bros versus Ethan Page. Who was it?
Anger.
Yeah, that was a great match.
Boy.
Drew wouldn't know, though. He doesn't watch AEW like he doesn't watch
AEW. He wasn't then. I think we've kind of got him switching over a little
bit. No, I was watching then. Like, I was watching AEW a little then.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a little bit after COVID, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a couple years after COVID when that match happened.
Another one, too. Another one of Penta's best matches that I remember. It was Adam Page and Kenny Omega versus Penta and wasn't it Phoenix? Yeah, Ray Phoenix.
It was the Lucha Bros versus Omega and Ethan Page.
Yeah. Banger. That match was just on Dynamite, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is the Dynamite match. Yeah, that's another one. So I think this match is going to end up, when it's all said and done, I think this one's going to be up, not on those levels necessarily, but around that area in terms of best Penta matches. I think there's a reason why this is the main event. These two are going to cook.
And I just want to see his entrance. That's it.
Yes, bro. I can't wait. I think I got to see him at the Rumble, didn't I?
Penta, yeah.
Yeah.
He was the first entrance, wasn't
it? Yep.
Yeah, him and Ray.
Yep,
that's right. So, but I was up in the, like, way high.
Isn't what it was now.
Shut up, Manny. What was you about to say, Manny?
He was.
No, but I'll definitely keep that in mind, DC. I do like that take you said.
Yeah.
I like the idea of them strapping a rocket to Ethan Page. So I got Ethan Page winning.
I'm still, like I said, I don't care who wins this match. But for picking sake, I'm going to take Penta because, you know, I'm going to stay true to who I rock with in this match, but anyone can win this match and I'll be happy.
I'm for it. It'd hopefully be a good show.
Yeah,
I'm hoping for a good show and I'm ready for a good time, man. It's been a while. We did have the Midwest Wrestling Combat Show last week, but it's been a while since we got to see like WWE or AEW or anything. My last time was October when I went to Wrestle Dream. That was a long time ago, it feels like. So I'm ready for some WWE or AEW.
It's been 2 years since I went to a WWE show. So, you know, it's
going to be about 3 weeks here.
What'd you say, Drew? Oh, about yeah.
3 weeks.
Backlash. Yeah, Drew.
Whatever.
Voice. Whatever. Voice. That's voice right there.
Damn, back to back. Damn.
That's that voice stuff, man.
That's voice shit right there.
Sounds like this guy, man.
Got
that's
black,
that IMG
got
money right there.
Backlash, interviewed Last Legend.
Right. Got to shoot nationals at IMG.
You know, nothing major.
Right.
I did a lot.
Drew, it ain't nothing like winning best media person of the year. So
glad you mentioned that, Manny.
Anyway, all right, y'all. It's been a great show. Appreciate everybody for watching. Of course, definitely be sure to subscribe WrestleHolics on YouTube. We're on X. We're on Instagram. Drew, shout out all the social medias we got. All right,
we're on Twitter. We're on X. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. Man,
Are we on Twitch now? By the way,
yes, we are. I didn't see it till we was on here.
Right.
Yeah, we need to advertise that more. It'd definitely be on Twitch more.
We really need to get that Patreon going.
Yeah, that's the one. I can really tell y'all talking about my feelings from AEW to Midwest Combat. Damn it, bro. That shit is
Midwest Wrestling Combat. I got
you, Manny. Hey, fuck Braun. Anyway, we cover everything. Shit.
Hey, and everyone watching, if you're going to the show tomorrow night, don't be afraid to walk up to us and talk to us. Just don't talk to us during a match. We are there to enjoy the match, just like you guys are. We're going to sit there. We're going to watch it. If you see us in the corridors or in the concourse, hey, come up and talk to us. We'll converse with you. But if we're in our seats and we're watching the match, we're there to enjoy it just like you guys are.
Man,
I'm not trying to sound like an asshole or any other words you guys want to call us, but in the concourse, feel free to stop and talk to us during the matches. I'm going to say that. I'm just going to put that out there for me.
Hey, listen, don't speak for me, Manny, because, hey, don't y'all talk to me. I don't give a damn. I don't want to talk to nobody. I'm focused on these matches. Listen, if one of y'all badass kids touch me, I'm pushing them. leave me alone. All best.
I'm ready for the show, and I'm ready to have some fun with y'all, man. Let's do it.
And they're about to clip that and run you through the water, bro.
Yeah.
All right, man. Listen, you'll find me in the parking lot.
Quick shout out to Body Slam. Shout out to Last Legend. Shout out WWE. Shout out y'all for watching, man.
Always appreciate y'all.
No, always appreciate y'all, man. This is the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Dixie Hendrix.
And we'll get back with y'all.